Not a lot of love, though, in State of Origin. After pulling off one of the most stunning comebacks in State of Origin history, Queensland heading to Sydney tonight to try and save the 2020 series. New South Wales looked like running away with Game 1 after taking a 10-0 lead, but relishing their underdog tag, as they often do, Queensland stormed home to win in front of a raucous crowd at Adelaide Oval, and hopefully a big raucous crowd at ANZ Stadium to cheer the Blues on. He will be calling it for Queensland audiences. Jimmy Smith and blocker Roach, Steve Roach, will be calling the game from 7 tonight on 2HD, but with his thoughts joining us now, Scotty Sattler. Morning, Scott.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're pretty well, thank you. Now, can we start with a comment that Paul Kent has made? State of Origin, we just don't have enough hate in the game. We've got to get the hate back. You know, state against state, mate against mate, the biff, you know, really ramp it up. Do you agree?
I don't know about the biff. I mean, even though I love the biff, I feel as though that if there's any cheap shots where the other players unsuspecting, I think, yeah, that needs to be dealt with really, really harshly in Origin. But if there's a good old one-on-one, both players looking at each other eye to eye and they understand what's going to happen, I can't see anything wrong with it. And then we deal with it after the game. We feel as though there needs to be suspensions or people put on a report, go ahead. But I there's always going to be hate in the media and with the supporters. And the players go through a regular process during Origin where you are educated on the first day of Origin, if you've never played Origin, on how much you need to hate the opposition. And I've been fortunate enough to be part of some of those meetings. But it doesn't seem to be a lot of hate on the field either. Game one wasn't really a genuine Origin game where that first 10 minutes is the softening up period where you got players flying out of the line and trying to dominate defensively and getting into the face of the other defence. We saw a lot of ball movement, sort of trying to get away from each other, to be quite honest. So, I'd like to see a little bit more that first 10 minutes where they get stuck into each other. I think it may happen tonight, in tonight's game. ANZ Stadium is a bit of a different field. It won't be as dewy and as slippery as what it normally is during the winter months, but it still has that surface that makes you play sort of more amongst the forwards. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
All right. Number of changes to both sides, Scott. Which change or changes do you think will make the biggest difference in tonight's game?
Well, you know, I think the most obvious one is the role that Cody Walker will play. Well, I think Luke Keary wasn't that bad, actually, in game one, to be honest. We've got to remember game one last year, the sacrificial lamb was Cody Walker. So the roles are reversed in this occasion. He was dangerous when he came on. I think he's probably the most significant change for both sides, to be honest. Queensland, I anticipate that Val Holmes will. If Queensland win the game, I think Val Holmes will be the best player on the field. Now, a lot of people think, hang on a sec, when he came back, he couldn't handle playing fullback when he came back from the NFL with the Cowboys. But, you know, he's amongst elite company, and when you're amongst elite company, you find something special. You're able to play well above your regular season form. So, you know, those two players, if they're going to win, I think both those players are the best players on the field.
All righty. Now, Joey Johns has predicted a Blues win by 4. What's your prediction for the final score tonight?
Well, got to remember, last year, game one, Queensland won the same scoreline, 18-14, and then went on and got beaten by 30 in game two by New South Wales. So, I think Queensland have New South Wales emotionally. I think the vision of Wayne Bennett and Mal Meninga, and I think it's really, and then get the win down Adelaide, I think that's really overpowered New South Wales. How do they handle that emotionally, playing against, you know, two of the greatest Origin coaches of all time? So, yeah, I think Queensland, I'm going to take my Queensland hat off here and just look at it from a rugby league point of view. I think Queensland win it. I think they win in another really tight game, something like an 18-16, 18-14 game.
Yeah, yeah. James Tedesco, the new Blues captain, just as a former player, Scott, do you think it matters in which position your captain plays?
I've always believed that your captain needs to play the entire game. And if you're not, you've got to have a couple of really good deputies around you that can take control. So, wingers shouldn't be captain. There you go. They shouldn't be captains. But I think he's the most capped Blue, so it's always not the most obvious. But from all reports, he's really matured as a player. Listening to players that play for New South Wales, they say that he doesn't talk that often, but when he talks, everyone just casts their attention to him and always listens to what he's got to say. And the art of a really good leader is not having to talk too much. Just by your actions, but when you do talk, it's going to be some, with some sort of authority and some sort of education as well. So, yeah, I think your fullback's got the best view of the game as well, so it gives him a really good idea of about what messages he has to give. So I think both he or Damien Cook were probably the most obvious.
Yeah, all right, mate. Good to talk to you as always. Good calling tonight, and thanks again.
No worries. Talk to you next week. See you, guys.
Yeah, look forward to it. Scotty Sattler, Skate of Origin 2, and all the action on 2HD from 7 o'clock tonight with Steve Blocker-Roach and Jimmy Smith calling the game. Scotty will be calling for listeners up in Queensland because he played for them.
Oh, yeah, good luck to you. Yeah, whatever.